Good afternoon. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia, Canada. It's Thursday at about 2 p.m., and every Thursday afternoon from 2 to 3, this program called Muzak for the Observant airs. My name's Andy Resto, regular host. Nick is not around today, but I'll be taking over for the week. We're going to start off with some Sarah Neufeld, who is, I guess, best known for her contributions to Arcade Fire in the past, but also put out a terrific record last year with Colin Stetson called You Never Were the Way She Was. She has a new solo record out called The Ridge, and this is the title track that we're going to hear. After that, we might get into some artists who are going to play tonight. And then eventually, later on in the show, got a feature at a brief interview with a rock and roll group from Nashville called Diarrhea Planet. And they're on a big tour and are coming to town tomorrow night, April 1st. And so we're going to hear an interview with Brent from the band, hear some of their music and some contemporaries of theirs closer to the second half of the program. So stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Muzak for the Observant. This is Sarah Neufeld. Thank you. Vancouver duo, pop duo, who are playing their record release show tonight at the Fox Cabaret. The album's called Two, Roman numeral Two. It's their second LP. To be completely honest, I'm really sick and tired of groups calling their records Two. It's a bit overdone, and I don't know if at this point a lot of people are doing it as a comment, as a commentary on the excessive use of that title. Two or three. Three is also used quite often, and more often than not as a Roman numeral. It's a good record, and glad to play the track My Hunter, My Forest. Hopefully the show goes very well for the two of them tonight. They are playing at the Fox Cabaret alongside Gang Signs and Summering, who we are going to hear next here on Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. This is called Concrete Plans from the self-titled full-length LP from local Vancouver group Summering.
Thank you.
album Graphic by Troller, T-R-O-L-L-E-R, out of Austin, Texas, came out just about a month or so ago on Holodeck Records, which is a label based out of Austin. I was able to catch them play recently, and it was terrific. I was really blown away by it, and the album is pretty good. That was the title track, Graphic, by Troller. Thought it fit okay. It's a little bit darker and harsher than some of the other songs, but I don't know. And it's aqueous nature, I feel like it fit in with some of the other songs that I've played so far. Summering was before that, their local Vancouver group, coming out with their debut LP. It's going to be self-titled very soon. So it's available digitally for streaming now on their Bandcamp, but the physical record will be coming out in a couple of weeks, and that song is called Concrete Plans. They are playing a show tonight, the release show of Moo's second LP called Two at the Fox, alongside Gang Signs as well. We heard from Moo early in the show, My Hunter, My Forest, and Sarah Neufeld kicked everything off. So halfway point here, this is Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM on every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Newest, freshest cuts coming in here to CITR, and whatever else might tickle my fancy. I don't think I've ever used that phrase before, and it just came into my head. It just seemed relevant. Okay, so the second half of this show is going to be centered around a bit of a feature. Tomorrow night on April 1st, Diarrhea Planet is a band from Nashville, and they're going to be in town playing with another Nashville group called Music Band, and they are releasing their third full-length LP, fourth release overall. They had an EP in 2014, but third full-length LP called Turn to Gold in June. And they're going to be here, as I said, in Vancouver tomorrow night. I had a chat with one of the six members of the group yesterday afternoon. Brent, one of four guitarists. It's a four guitar, drum, bass lineup. Very interesting. It is straightforward, raw rock and roll. And chatted with Brent on the road in Calgary yesterday. It's interview was cut a bit short. There were some phone issues, but still got some things covered. And going to play some of their music, as well as music with the band that they're touring with, Music Band. So stay tuned here to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. Sorry, I just sound really scattered right now, I feel like. So we're just going to go to a brief break, and then on the other side of this, you will hear a track from Diarrhea Planet from their new record, Turn to Gold, called Life Pass, and then we'll jump into the interview that I had with Brent, one of the guitarists. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio,
featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it. It's almost indecent of me.
If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
Tuned into Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM, and my name is Andy Resto, and we're chatting with one sixth of the rock and roll band Diarrhea Planet from Nashville, Tennessee. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, this is Brent Toler. I play in Diarrhea Planet, play guitar, one of four guitar players.
Do you want to give a quick rundown of the rest of the band members who aren't present?
Yeah. So there's also Jordan Smith, who plays guitar and sings, Emmett Miller and Evan Bird, who also play guitar, Mike Boyle is on the bass, and Tough Gus is on the drums.
All right. Again, you're a band from Nashville originally and on an extended tour right now. Do you want to talk about where you've been. You're in Calgary right now and heading over here to Vancouver on the 1st. So
yep, that's right. And we got our buddies Music Band with us who are also from Nashville, Tennessee. They actually have their debut album coming out on the 1st. So I guess that'll kind of be like their unofficial release show in a way.
Oh, nice. Cool. So Music Band, is there anybody in there that's involved in other projects that people would be aware of, or is it pretty fresh?
Not that I know of. Yeah, they're a pretty fresh band. Nice. They're on Infinity Cat, which is our label as well. Cool. It's also home to Jeff the Brotherhood.
Awesome. And
good buddies.
Yeah, and you have your third full length coming out on Infinity Cat in June, correct?
Yeah, June 10th.
Nice, and that's called Turn to Gold.
Do you want to talk
about that? Is there any twists, any surprises for people from what they're going to hear?
I wouldn't say there's necessarily any big twists, but you know, people might be surprised and pleased to hear. We definitely developed our sound a little bit, took a little bit more time in the studio, and also took a little bit more time prepping for the studio this time around. And it's, you know, I think there's a little more variety, variety in songwriting, variety in guitar tones, just everything. There's, you know, there's a little bit more to it this time around.
And you're still concerned, however, with natural might be the right word, a natural live sound though when you're recording.
Yeah, definitely. When we recorded this album, Vance Powell, the guy who recorded it, set us up exactly how we set up live. So I think, you know, as far as basic tracking goes, it definitely felt very natural. And then, you know, we did a few overdubs here and there just to kind of flesh it out. But I think, you know, I think it captures the live sound pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, it's always going to be hard to capture the full live experience.
Right.
But yeah, I think it sounds great personally.
Yeah, great. And you mentioned you're one of four guitarists in the band. How, that's not necessarily a standard lineup. How does that work? How do you write songs for four guitars, or is it more of an organic process?
You know, we've been doing it so long that I don't think any of us really think about it too much. We kind of just all know what to do to keep it from being cluttered. I mean, you know, when we're in the early stages of working on a song, there might be some moments where it's like, all right, you might need to change your part because these are clashing a little bit, but for the most part, everyone just knows what to do.
The first two records, I'm Rich Beyond Your Wildest Dreams and Aliens in the Outfield, is that 2013 is the first song that came out?
I'm Rich Beyond Your Wildest Dreams came out in 2013, and Aliens in the Outfield is 2014. And then we had Loose Jewels back in 2011.
Okay, all right. So when I first came across your band, I wonder how many people are also like this, was from the kind of veiled reference in the Titus Andronicus song to your band name. And you toured with the group, right? And is there any sort of further working relationship there, or is it more just buddies? And it's like a similarity of aesthetic and message, I feel like, as well in the music.
Right, right. Definitely when we were a younger band, Titus were kind of just like our older brothers, so to speak. They took us out on a big tour and, you know, just kind of helped us out in general. And Patrick was actually hanging out at the studio when we recorded I'm Rich Beyond Your Wildest Dreams. He was hanging out for probably 2 or 3 days and has some backing vocals on that album, actually. We haven't really seen him too much recently. I think, you know, just both being busy bands,
kind of
gone our separate ways, but I mean, we still have nothing but love for those dudes. Great band.
Yeah. And speaking of kind of contemporary groups, are there, it's not often that I'll chat with a band from Nashville. Is there anything exciting going on in Nashville with bands or venues or anything like that most people here in Canada might not be aware of?
Yeah, definitely. As I said before, our label mates, Music Band, have an album coming out I guess Friday, and it's awesome. It's a really, really good album. And just in general, there's, you know, I feel like there's a new band every couple months in Nashville. There's a lot of bands.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a big scene.
Yeah, is kind of garage rock the focus, or are there some other currents going on?
Yeah, I definitely think there's maybe each band kind of has its different thing going on. I mean, you can maybe put garage rock as the blanket label if you want, but, you know, it's not like, you know, I feel like California, pretty much everyone's doing kind of the Ty Segall OC sound, whereas Nashville, you know, I think there's a little bit more variety. Everyone's, you know, playing rock and roll music, but doing their own takes on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think kind of an outsider perspective, it seems like it's a home of like a big country or blues music scene, but maybe, I feel like there's gotta be a sort of, cause it's a huge birth of music in a sense in that area. And there's gotta be lots of underground movements going on with, places to go or things to see.
Yeah, definitely. There's pretty much always at any given time, at least 3 or 4 kind of DIY spots happening for, you know, the non-commercial country bands.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right now there's Two Boots Pizza, which will do free shows. There's a place called Dark Matter, another place called Queen Ave. So, you know, one shuts down and, you know, two more will open up, it seems like.
You want to chat about the trip you've been on, the tour that has brought you up here to Canada? Where is it that you've been before this, and are you heading down West Coast afterwards? Is that the plan?
We started out at South by Southwest in Austin.
Right, right.
And, you know, did that whole thing and slowly made our way up to Canada. We stopped in New Mexico and we played a really cool festival in Boise called Tree Fort, which was kind of like a South by Southwest, but way more organized and just kind of all around a lot better. And then we'll play Edmonton tonight, Vancouver on Friday, and then we start making our way down the West Coast all the way down to San Diego.
Nice. Any bizarre or just interesting, rewarding tales that you can share?
That's tough. I mean, I guess rewarding. We played Nelson, British Columbia, a couple nights ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
And yeah, and we didn't, I mean, none of us knew anything about that town, and we all loved it. We thought it was a beautiful town. The venue was super cool. Everyone was incredibly nice. I'd say this is our first time actually touring the west side of Canada.
Mm.
So we got to say we've all been digging it quite a bit.
To fuck the world. What you know about being no sort of slave? I know some kids who kill for this kind of cage, but I never wanna act my age. No, I'm a born again babe with a fake rage mule, and if you get up on that page, okay, so don't ever get in my way.
kiss in this toilet seat? Does it make me an animal? Slunch through the sewage, it's such a world of shit.
Titus Andronicus with In a Small Body from 2013's Local Business. Played that because that is the tune, the TA tune, that has a bit of a reference to the band Diarrhea Planet, whose interview you heard before that. Diarrhea Planet are from Nashville, Tennessee, and they are going to be here in Vancouver tomorrow night at the Rickshaw Theater, playing alongside Music Band, who's also from Nashville, and Dead Soft, local grunge group. So we're going to hear from those two bands on the other side of these messages, and that will wrap up the program for this week. This has been Muzak for The Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you all for listening. Music Band, who... we're going to hear has their new record coming out tomorrow, and it's called Wake Up Laughing. Diarrhea Planet, who are on tour, have a new record coming out in June called Turn to Gold, and both of those are going to be out on Infinity Cat Recordings. Again, thank you all for listening. This has been Muzak for The Observant on CITR 101.9 FM, Music Band, and Dead Soft on next Astro Talk on at 3 p.m.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Tune in every Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. with your host, Jed, as he starts off with some serene, chill tracks at the beginning and slowly builds to the insanest bass melters of all time. Crescendo will take you on a musical magic carpet ride that you couldn't imagine in your wildest dreams.
It's cold. Yeah.